Honorable Faiz Mustafa, you have 10 minutes.
I thought 12 minutes, Honorable Deputy Speaker. Honorable Deputy Speaker, thankful to have been given this opportunity to speak at this adjournment motion. Firstly, I am speaking after a period of 5 years. I have been a practicing lawyer for a period of 5 years. So I am back after a period of 5 years. I thank the Sri Lankan Freedom Party for nominating me and the National Democratic Fund, through which I was elected. I thank all constituent parties for their support in nominating me to the national list. Honourable Speaker, whilst I have been out of Deputy Speaker, whilst I have been out of Parliament, I have been able to look at Parliament from a different perspective. Unfortunately, what do we debate in Parliament? Recently, we have started to debate the qualifications of members. Honourable Deputy Speaker, it costs 32 million a day for us to maintain Parliament. So I would like to ask members of this House that we should act with more restraint and responsibility in making deliberations in Parliament. Because raising issues about one's qualification is not what the masses are interested in. We are here to debate important matters of the country, the government to place its perspective, and the opposition to place its perspective. And I appeal to the government to take constructive criticism from the opposition. That is the spirit under which we all have to work. Merate Munadun Vishalatam Arthika Arbude Apin Munadune Gotabe Rajapaksa Mattumage Samaye Ape Videsha Sanchite Aduna Now Tel Navakwat Gain Ratata Gain Bari Tatya Kudavuna E Avasthavedi Ranil Wickremasinghe Mattuma Rata Baragatta Sri Lanka Nidahas Pakshe Etumata Sahayoge Dunna එතුමා යම් වැඩපිළිවෙලක් කරගෙන මේ රටේ ස්ථාවර භාවයක් ඇති කරා. නමුත් මේ රටේ ජනතාව අනුර කුමාර දිසායක මැතිතුමාව පත් කරා. අද මේ ආණ්ඩුවේ විශේෂත්වයක් තියෙනවා. ජනාධිපති වරණයකදී හා මහචන්දිතික විශාල වෙනසක් තියෙනවා. ජනාධිපති වරණයකදී අපේක්ෂකයන් දෙන්නයි තුන් දෙනෙක් ඉල්ලන්නේ. හැබැයි මේ ඡන්දෙදී උතුරු නැගෙනහිරෙත් විශාල ඡන්ද ප්‍රමාණයක් පාර්ලිමේන්තු ඡන්දෙදී ලැබුණා. ඒ නිසා අනුර කුමාර දිසානායක මැතිතුමාට විශාල වගකීමක් තියෙනවා මේ රටේ ලාංකික චින්තනයෙන් ඉදිරියට යන්න. ඓතිහාසික දිනුමක් හේතුව සාමාන්‍යයෙන් මුස්ලිම් හා දෙමළ පක්ෂ බහුතර ආසන සංඛ්‍යාවක් ගන්නා උතුරු නැගෙනහිර. හැබැයි ඔබලාට අවස්ථාවක් ලැබුණා යම් විදියකින් එකට වෙනස් කරන්න. සැබෑ ශ්‍රී ලංකා දර්ශනයකින් ශ්‍රී ලංකා චින්තනයකින් මේ රට ඉදිරියට ගෙන යාමට ඔබලාට අවස්ථාවක් තියෙනවා. ඒ අවස්ථාව නැති කරන්න එපා කියන එක මම මේ අවස්ථාවේදී කාරුණික ඉල්ලා සිටිනවා. අපි දැක්කා මහින්ද රාජපක්ෂ මැතිතුමා දින්නේ බහුතර සිංහල ඡන්දවල. ඒ වගේම මෛත්‍රීපාල සිරිසේන මැතිතුමාට උතුරු නැගෙනහිර දිනුම නැත්තම් එතුමා ජනාධිපති වෙන්නේ නැහැ. ඒ නිසා මම නැවත වතාවක් මේ ආණ්ඩුවට සහ මේ ජනාධිපතිතුමාට විශේෂ වගකීමක් තියෙනවා. සමස්ත ලාංකික ජනතාවට ලාංකික චින්තනයක් අනුව මේ රට ඉදිරියට ගෙනියන්න. අපි දන්නවා විපක්ෂයේ ඉන්නකොට තමුන්නාන්සලා IMF ගැන නොයෙක් කතා කිව්වා. හැබැයි අද තමුන්නාන්සලා IMF ඇත් එක්ක යථාර්ථවාදී ලෙස ගනුදෙනු කරනවා. ඒක ඉතාමත් සුබදායී ලක්ෂණයක්. අද ජනතාව ඔබතුමාලා දේශපාලන වේදිකාවල කිව් කතාවනුවෙන් නෙවෙයි සක්සේරු කරන්නේ ඔබතුමාලාගේ ක්‍රියාවෙන්. ඒ නිසා මා ඉල්ලා හිටිනවා අද ආර්ථික ස්ථාවරභාවයක් අවශ්‍යයි. ඔබතුමාලා කරන හරි වැඩේට අපේ පූර්ණ සහයෝගය ලැබෙනවා කියන එකත් මම මේ අවස්ථාවේදී මතක් කරන්න කැමතියි. I would also like to remind this house that countries claimed to have a left-wing government has also embraced open economy based on demand and supply. I would like to appeal to the government that governments are incapable of doing business. A good example I would like to place to this house is Sri Lankan Airlines. Every successful government had thought that they could run Sri Lankan Airlines. Sri Lankan Airlines is a white elephant. It has always burdened our state coffers. India took a very bold and wise decision. They ran Indian Airlines for a very long period of time. They took the decision to privatize Indian Airlines, and I beg this government to look at that model and privatize Sri Lankan Airlines. Because governments cannot do business, and governments doing business has always failed. Garu niyojya kathanayakatumani, මම මේ අවස්ථාවේ විදේශ ආයෝජනයේ රට ආකර්ෂණය කර ගැනීම සඳහා ප්‍රායෝගික වැඩපිළිවෙළක් ඇති කර ගැනීම සම්බන්ධයෙන් කරුණු කීපයක් ඉදිරිපත් කරන්න මම බලාපොරොත්තු වෙනවා. ආයෝජන මණ්ඩලය කියන ආයතන මේ වෙන විට පළ රහිත ආයතනයක්. The reason being, other than giving duty waivers, the BOI is a toothless tiger. ඒ වගේම අද විදේශ ආයෝජකයන්ට සහන ලබා ගන්න වරක් දෙකක් තියෙනවා පෝට් සිටි 50 සහ ස්ට්‍රැටජික් ඩිවලොප්මන්ට් 50. However, the IMF has dictated to the government until there is a transparent mechanism not to give approval under the Strategic Development Act. However, if one looks at the port city කියන්නේ යම් භූමි ප්‍රමාණයක් අද විදේශිකයන්ට යම් සහන ලබා ගන්න අවශ්‍ය නම් තියෙන එකම ක්‍රමවේදය පෝට් සිටි එක. But we should understand, Deputy Speaker, there are regional sensitivities in relating to investing in the port city. I will stop at that. I'm sure members of the House understand what I mean. So we need mechanisms, regional mechanisms where investment can be enticed. And that is something which the government should do. And if you see, Sri Lanka is not a competitive environment. Lanka anith ratawal wata saapekshawa padi wedi viduliya wedi wedi e wageema niti ramuwa wala prashna thiyena. E nisa aayojakayan me rata ta geneema sambandhayen අපි අලුත්කින් හිතන්න ඕනේ, අලුතෙන් ක්‍රියා කරන්න ඕනේ. ඒ වගේම අපි ආයෝජනය ආකර්ෂණය කිරීමේදී අපි බලන්න ඕනේ අපේ රට දිහා. ගරු නියෝජ්‍ය කතානායකතුමනි, උදාහරණයක් වශයෙන් ශ්‍රී ලංකාවේ දලස් දේශීය නිෂ්පාදනයෙන් බස්නාහිර පළාතේ දායකත්වය 43.7යි, ඌව පළාතේ 4.7යි සහ උතුරු පළාතේ 4.5යි. So there is great disparity. Enisa ayojaneya tulin e pradesha walata yam sahana deela e palath wala diunuwak athi karagatte naththam hemadaama basnahira palathi vitarai sangwathanayak athi wenne. With regard to the economy, I'd also like to highlight the plight of the construction industry, which is vital to stimulating economic growth.
Honorable member, you have 2 more minutes.
The construction industry was 12% of the GDP. Today, it has shrunk to 6%. When there was economic crisis, we had embargo and there was taxes with regard to building material. That resulted cost being prohibitive, and thereby today a common man is unable to even put up a house. But however, if you look at the balance sheets of these companies, when there was an embargo to locally produce, they had excessive profits. And therefore, I appeal to this government to reconsider the tax structure, because these companies have made unconscionable profits and the common man has not had benefits because of this unconscionable tax structure. Garu amathumani megena hoya balannone me badu sambandhayen saha ගොඩනැගිලි ද්‍රව්‍ය සම්බන්ධයෙන් දහපු තහනම් නිසා සාමාන්‍ය ජනතාවට ගයක් හදාන ගන්න ප්‍රශ්නයක් උදා වෙලා තියෙනවා. Mr. Speaker, Deputy Speaker, by opening the Palari Achuveli main road, which was closed apparently for national security reasons, this government had got the confidence of the people in the north. Such confidence building exercise must be extended to all communities. The Muslim community and others during the COVID-19 pandemic faced grave hurt when cremation of bodies of deceased persons were mandatory. When more than 190 countries permitted burial, Sri Lanka was one of the few which didn't. So there is great sensitivity and the community demands accountability. This government appointed Mr. Anul Jayasinghe as the secretary. We have no problem. But he was part of that decision-making process. So appeal to this government. You all can appoint who you all want. But there are needs for him to expose some remorse or regret as he was part of that process. And that is required with regard to the Muslim community. And also...
Honourable Member, your time is up.
One more minute, Deputy. I would like to draw a very important issue to this House with regard to the Rohingya refugees. For many years, Sri Lanka had a state policy of not arbitrarily turning away any refugees arriving in this country. As a general rule, the government has had an arrangement with the UNHCR where persons seeking refugee status would be allowed safe passage within this country until their status is processed by the UNHCR together with the country regarding their refugee status. I must also draw attention of this House to the fact that Rohingya community has been subject to torture, cruel, inhuman and degrading treatment in their home country, which is an accepted fact. Sri Lanka is a signatory to the UN Convention against torture and other cruel, inhuman, degrading treatment or punishment to which we have acceded to and has been made a part of our law by Act No. 22 of 1994. This convention does not permit the expulsion of a person who is under threat of being tortured in a particular state. Thus, our international obligations as well as norms as a country respecting human rights mandates that these refugees be granted safe passage in Sri Lanka until such time their refugee status is processed. I hope this government will consider the plight of the refugees in Sri Lanka and make a just and fair decision. Thank you, Deputy Speaker.